dropping in for a quick hello. You're listening to Who Cares Wins with me, Lily Cole, as we hunt for reasons to be optimistic. This week with Christiana Figueres.
My optimism piece is understanding that we're not in a binary world. Our life is not binary. It's not either all bad or all good. It's not either all disaster or all victories. The fact is that the world, our life, our personal life, our professional life, climate, everything is not binary. We actually have the presence of at least two, if not 200 realities in front of us at the same time. And those do not cancel each other. We have to get away from this stupid binary thinking to think that, you know, things are either this or that. No, they're usually this and that. And that is what I see in climate change, that although we're totally failing on reducing emissions, we are actually also at the same time progressing in many different sectors and on many different measures. Finance, I think, was last year's big, big, huge breakthrough. It was a sector that had basically refused to look at the impact on financial assets, on portfolios, and last year at Glasgow. It's really pretty amazing, right, that 450 of the largest financial institutions have now taken the commitment to get their portfolios down to net zero by 2050. And of course, there's a whole bunch of question marks that come with that, because you say, like, okay, well, a commitment is definitely not reality, what does the atmosphere get out of commitments? Absolutely nothing, right? The atmosphere, she only looks down and she goes like, you know, forget the promises, forget the pledges, forget the commitments. Just tell me exactly what the emissions are. So that's not the full response, but it is a first step. So, you know, things are definitely moving. Are they moving fast enough? For sure not. But you also have in the corporate world, you have more than 1,000 large corporations, collectively, I think like $23 trillion, that have also taken on a commitment to abide by the Paris Agreement. I think the difficulty here is to understand that we're in a very deep transition, and that depending on the evidence that you want to see, you can absolutely find evidence of disaster, which is evidence of the past behavior and past decisions, because they're still operating today. And you can also find evidence and proof points of more responsible choices and more responsible decisions, which belongs in the future paradigm. So you have the past and the future paradigm actually mixed and living side by side in the present. That is the definition of a transition. And that's where we are right now. So that a little bit explains, you know, that those who look for evidence of not enough effort will definitely find that. And those who look for the evidence of effort moving forward will also find it. But we can't just take partial evidence. We have to take the full load of what is out there, and therefore feed both our outrage and our optimism.
And the brand new episode of Who Cares Wins will be here next Monday. You can download it from wherever you get your podcasts from. And remember, we'd be so grateful if you were to rate, review, and share it.